Normally, what's the extra lashon of hanik tanik? What's the extra word tanik? So Gemara says, true, dibra tarva kolashim neyodim. It's not really extra. Sometimes the Torah talks the way people talk. So therefore, there's no special halacha to give a present anyway, but the Torah talks this way, hanik tanik. Then the pasuk says, havet tavitenu. So you're supposed to lend somebody money. Havet tavitenu means somebody asks you for a loan to lend money, there's a mitzvah to make halavot to lend him money. Now, ainly, when do I know this? Ainly, yelo, shein loy, he has no other money. The yener rotzel esparnas, he doesn't want to take stocker. He doesn't want to take a present from you. Therefore, he wants to borrow money, there's a mitzvah to lend the money. Omer achmona tein loy derech halavot, give it to him a teres alone. What about Yeshla? The person has his own money. But he doesn't want to use his own money. He doesn't want to spend his own money. He'd rather borrow money from you. How do we know still there's a mitzvah to lend him money? Minayin? Anytime another Jew wants to borrow money, there's a mitzvah to lend it to him. For tomorrow that will do Rav Shimon, the young Rav Shimon Shiter is, Yeshla, the person has his own money. But Vienna Reutel is Spanish. He doesn't want to spend his own money. He wants to borrow your money. Ain't this kokkin loy? Reb Shimon knows you don't have to lend him the money. If so, tavitenu lomeli. What's the extra word of havit tavitenu? The answer is also dibratar plashim liyodim. It's not really an extra word. He holds you're not mechuyev to lend somebody money if the person really has money. He just doesn't want to spend. He wants to leave his money in the bank and he wants to borrow money. You have no chiyev to lend him the money. So the pasuk is only saying dibratar plashim liyodim. That's the pasuk of havit tavitenu. Now it says, Tanam Radra Mishnah, Noisin Laishora Kapoya Bottle. That again, if somebody was in the middle of doing work, and then he saw an Aveda, so he has to stop doing his work to return the Aveda. So the owner of the Aveda has to pay him like a poya bottle, like a worker that's bottle that's not working. So where it says, My Kapoya Bottle, what does that mean to say? Like an unemployed worker? Rabbi Abai says like this, Kapoya Bottle, Ushalaisim Malocha, the bottle minor. In other words, really, he's not unemployed. He's doing some work right now. He's returning the Aveda. Pay him how much you would pay a person to return the Aveda. Tomorrow's saying it's true, you even have to pay him more. Pshat is like this. He's in the middle of doing hard work, and for his hard work, he gets $100 a day. Now, to return this Aveda, the actual pay for returning Aveda is only worth $10. But you're going to have to pay him more, because this person now, he's stopping from his hard work. But true, he's doing less work now, but a person wouldn't stop from the heavy work, from getting nothing, so they have to find out how much is it worth it for the person to stop doing the heavy work and he'll get paid money. He'll get paid less. That much you have to pay him. Like let's say if a person was getting $100 doing this hard work. Now if you tell me I could stop doing the hard work and I'll just do this simple work of an Aveda, how much is it worth it for the person to stop doing the hard work and do the simple work? So for him it's worth it to only get, let's say, $45. So then you'll have to pay him $45. Even though for the actual work of returning the Aveda, if you get a person that's not working at all, he'll do it for $10, but you have to pay this person more, because he really is making $100 today. So how much was it worth it for him to stop the hard work and to do simple work? It's only worth it $45 for him. That's called Kapoya Bottle. You'll have to pay him how much it would worth it for him to stop doing that hard work and only get less money by doing this simple work. That's how much you have to pay. Then the Mishnah says, though, but in Yeshom Bezdim Masnim Fneim, if there's a Bezdim there, then you have a right to make it tonight to Bezdim like this and say, listen, I'm doing good work now, I get $100. I'll only stop my work and return this Aveda if you make sure that the owner gives me $100. So if there's a Bezdim there, you have a right to make this tonight in front of the Bezdim. And if Bezdim says, okay, then the owner of the Aveda will have to pay you your $100. But if Bezdin is not there, then you can't make the Tanai. So then the Mishnah says, if your loss will be more valuable than the Aveda, so you don't have to stop, you don't have to return the Aveda. Now the Gemara says, Esav, Rav Safra, Ovid, Iska, Badadadi. They went to business together. They bought Tzchara, they both put an equal share into a business. Also Rav Safra, Safra went then, Polaglai, Balai, died to the Issa. He went to divide up, he didn't want to have the Shutfus anymore, he wanted to sell his share of the merchandise. So he divided and sold his share. The Yafi Beitre in front of two people, in front of two Adim, he went and made a he divided it. And Rashi said, we're talking about there wasn't money involved, but it was something of valuables that you have to have a shumo, you have to see how much it's worth, and he had to sell it at the right price. So he did it in front of two people. Osla Kaimed the Rabba Baravuna. He came in front of Rabba Baravuna. Omele said to him, Zilai Sitloso, bring me three people to Palgas Kamayot that you divide in front of them. Because he held, you need a bezin for this. If you wanted to divide up your shutkas right now, you have to have a bezin to do it. You have to divide up in front of three people. So bring me the three people that you divided in front of. So it's not enough just to do it in front of two people. You have to do it in front of three people. Inam Yerels, Trey, bring me two Aden, a Tlos, two, Trey, Migo Tlos, bring me two out of the three. In other words, if you have Aden, that you did it in front of three people, that's also good. But if you have two out of the three, Inam Yerels, Trey Sadi, bring me any two Aden, the Palgas Biafe Beit Tlos, that you divided up this merchandise in front of three people. Omelis, that's what we found from Alocha, that the Palug, the Yoni had a right to do it if you did it in front of three people. Omelis said back to him, Minolachoho, how do you know this? That when you divide up a business, you have to do it in front of three people. Omelis said back to him, the Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah. Says in our Mishnah, Im Yeshom Bezdin, Masna Mifnayim. If before you want to pick up this Aveda, and before you want to stop doing your work, you want to make a tonight to say, I'll only stop doing my work if the owner will pay me for my work. So if you say it in front of Bezdin, is good. So, Im Yeshom Bezdin, Masna Mifnayim. But Ein Shom Bezdin, if you don't have three people, if Yasna, you can't make the Tanai. Therefore, Shloi Kedin, you have to take care of yourself first. You don't have to lose your own pay. Now, so you see from our Mishnah that you can only take care of this in front of Bezdin. So Rashi says, Istan Bezdin Shloisha, Almo, Ein Koyach Lahaskim Momin Zei Tzolzeon, Kapokas Mishloisha. You have no right like to make Tanayim in money less than three people. See here also, you, Rav Safra, you wanted to make the Chalukah less only in front of two people, you have no right to. To make a chalukah, to divide up money, you have to do it in front of three people. Anything with the money, you need three, a bezdin. So Amulei, Safra said back, me dummy, what does this have to do with the case of our Mishnah? Sure, in our Mishnah, where you're going to want the Baal of the Aveda to pay you later how much work, how much pay you would have got for your work. So what's going on here? You're doing work today. If you want me to return this Aveda, I'll only do it if I make it tonight in front of Bezdin, that the owner of the Aveda will pay me back for the work, the money that I lost. So that's like your mamish being mechayiv him to pay you money, that you can only do in Bezdin. You want to be mechayiv mamish, the owner of the Aveda, to have to pay you that money, Mikra Adinu doesn't have to pay you. You want to make like a new Tanaina that he has to, that you can only do if it's done in front of Bezdin. That, therefore, it's good, the Mishnah says, only in front of three. Aval Hocho, but over here, Tidei Shakli, here he's taking his own merchandise, like they were shutfis. Two people put money, 50-50, into the business, and they bought a business. So when I go sell half of the business, I'm selling my own. I'm not taking any money away from somebody else. I'm selling my own merchandise. I bought it. I own half of it. So 50% of belongs to me, I have a right to sell it. Therefore, Gilu Milsa Biyamu, all you have to have is just Adim to tell us that you didn't get a bad price. You got the right price, that you divided up equally. It is so betray Sagile. It's enough just to have two Adim. Therefore, Safra said what I did was right. As long as I did it in front of two Adim, I have a right to divide up my business in front of two Adim. Teda, bring your proof. It's not we learned. Almono, where her husband died, and now she wants to get her mizdoinus. From her children, the husband left over property. So the children yashened it, and then the Almono now gets some mizdoinus from that property. That says, my cherish lebef my bezdin. She has the right to sell the property to get a mezonos even not in front of Bezdin. So see, if she does it in front of two Adim, it's enough. Because since she has the right to get a mezonos, she's like selling her own property. So she's allowed to. Omalei Abaya said back, no, what's the proof from over there? V'lav me'itmer Allah, didn't we learn over there? That Omer Rav Yosef, Bamin Yumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Almona eina tzricha Bezdin shel mumchin. All what I mean to say is when the Almona goes down to sell the property to get the money for a mezonos, she doesn't have to use the Bezdin mumcha. She doesn't have to have. But it could be very good that she needs a bezin shalad yotis. She still needs three people. If you can't bring me any proof over there, there that chaluk of money needs taka bezin. So if we have no proof to what we're saying, the korban is not a complete stira. Still a little bit of a different over there. Still with the amonas macheris, still she's taken away the property from her children. Pashenkin over here, where it's mamish, your own profit, it's your business. Maybe here you have a right to divide it up in front of two people. I call upon him, the rai you brought from Amon is not called a good rai. Now the Mishnah says, Motso Berefis. Let's say you find an animal in the corral. You find it Berefis, in a corral. So
So ain chayiv bo, you have no chayiv to return it, because it's not called lost. Like if it's in the corral, so good, the owner has it, he'll come back and take it. You have no chayiv to return it. Rishus Rabin, you find an animal in the Rishus Rabin, chayiv bo, that's called lost, and you have chayiv to return it. Let's say you see the animal in the cemetery, and you're a kohen, lo yitamalo. You have no chayiv to go inside to return it, because you have an esten aloysa say not to become tamei. Therefore, lo yitamalo, you can't go into the Beis HaKvaros to return it. What about imam aloy avivi tamei? Your father tells you, go and be matame, go return the aveda, and you're a kohen. Or yishamal rasa, the father tells you, al tachzer, you're not a kohen, and the father stam tells you, don't return the aveda. The locher is lo yishamaloi. You're not allowed to listen to your father. When your father tells you to be over the Torah, you're not allowed to listen to him. And therefore you're supposed to do the mitzvah in the second case, and in the first case, don't return it. Now, porak v'toyin, afilo abo v'chamisha pomim chayim. Question of helping somebody take off the load off his animal, or helping him toyin put the load back on top of his animal, even though he helped him four or five times, still you have to keep on helping him. Shinam the pasuk says, ozoiv tazoiv. Even 100 times, he has to keep on helping him. Holach v'yoshevloi. Let's say the owner that had his animal, had his chamor that was full of bundles, he went and sit down. He sat down now. The yomer, and he said to the other person like this, hoyu v'yolecha mitzvah, you should know, there's a mitzvah for you of, ozav tazloi, there's a mitzvah for you to help me take off the bundles. In resign cholifrei parak, you should know, if you want to, like, do me a favor and you take off all the bundles. I'm tired, I'm going to sit down and rest now. The owner tells the other person, I'm sitting down to rest. But listen, you have a mitzvah to help me take it off, you take it off. In such a case, you should know, potter, you don't have a mitzvah to help him. Shinema, the pasuk says, imoy, only when the owner is with you. If the owner is there with you, helping you, then you have a chiyuv to help him. But if he doesn't want to do any work, you don't have a chiyuv to help him take off the bundles or put the bundles back on. What about the imhoye zokin or chayla? Let's say the owner was an older person, that's not the kovadik for him to take off the bundles, or else he was a sick man, then he can't do it, then chayiv. Then avad, you have a chayiv to help him. Mitzvah minat Torah lifrik. There's a mitzvah minat Torah to help somebody take off the bundles. And the Gemara says, it means to say, even without pay, even bechinam. Avolei litoin. But there's no chayiv for you to help him put him back on again. And the Gemara says, it means bechinam. For nothing, only for pay. If the person wants you to help him put on the bundles, you have a right to say, I want you to pay me though. Rabbi Shimon says, no, af litoin. Even the mitzvah of helping somebody put the bundles back on, also you cannot charge for it. The owner has a right to say, we'll not pay you, still you have a mitzvah to do it. Rabbi Yosef Lilu Yomer, im hoya olav yoser amasoi. Let's say the owner put 100 the bundles on top of the chamor, more than he was supposed to. Then the locher is ein zokaglo, you don't have to help him out. Shinema, the pasuk says, tachas masoi. You see the guy like, on the bundles. But it means masoi shiyochol amed boy. It has to be bundles that was normal for the animal to hold up. But if he's overloaded, then there's no mitzvah tina, like the owner should have never done it. Il diyasa and ashay. Then there's no chiyuv to help him. Omar Rav, Rav says like this now. Sham, the Mishnah says, lots of refes, you find the animal in the refes. What's that, corral, so you don't have to return it. It means not that big, it's not lost there like. But also, it's not locked, that's watched there. Why? It's not so big that say the animal's lost there. But it says it doesn't have to return it. Like if it's such a big place, it can get lost there, so you have to return it. But also, it's not watched, it's not locked. That means since the Mishnah has to teach us and tell us, that you don't have to return it, it's not called lost. Now, if you want to tell me what you're talking about, that this corral is mamash washed, it has a lock on it, if so, hashta mishkach lo avroi, if you find the animal outside the corral, mayu lo legavoi, you ought to just put it in there. That's called a good hashava. Since it's washed, if so, mishkach lo megavoi, now that you find it inside, mi boy, do you have to tell me a chiddush that you don't have to return it? Shit, you don't have to. Here's a good proof that we're talking about a case that Eina Mishamerish Ramina. We're talking about was not watched. That's what we're talking about. That this refus was not watched. So that's the chiddush that you don't have to return it. It's not called lost. Since it's not that big to get lost in it, it's okay. Just leave it there. The owner will come and get it. What about Motsa Brin? Says Motsa Refus Eina Chai. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Vu Shoy Medis Teichachum. Talking about this refus, this corral, again, that's open, it's Teichachum of the city. That's not called an Aveda. Mechlal, here it's a proof though that that the Rishus Rav, not that we say if you find the Rishus Rav, you have to return it. Even though it's Teichat Chum of the person of the city, still he has called an Aveda. Now Michal, you have to return it. But Ika the Masla say the Somer on this, no on the Seifa. It says Rishus Rabim Chayivo. If you find it in Rishus Rabim, that's called an Aveda, you have to return it. Now Omer Rav Yitzchak says, Vusher Medes Chustat Chum. We're talking about where it's a Medes Chustat Chum outside the Chum. That's when you have a Chiv to return it. If so, that's the Pshat, Michal, this will be a proof. If you find it inside the corral, even if you find it outside the tchum, still you'll not have a chiyuv to return it. Since it's inside the corral, that's not called lost, there will not be a chiyuv hashav. That's not called an aveda. Then the Mishnah says, if you find the aveda with a sakvoris, lo yitamalo, you're not supposed to return it if you're a kohen. Tell the Rabbanim, word like this, minayin, how do we know this? Shemo maloy ovev itama, if your father tells you the son, that's a kohen. Go into the basic forest to return the Aveda. Oy Shamal, the rest of the father tells you, any normal son, he's not a Kohen. Al Tachzor, don't return the Aveda. How do we know, Shalai Yishmalo, you're not supposed to listen to your father? Here there's no mitzvah kibbet aveim. Shinem, the pasuk says, Ish, a man, O imoy, the oviv tiro. Supposed to fear your parents. And it says right away, V'yeshav soysay tishmur on Yashem. You're supposed to watch Shabbos, be a Shema Shabbos. They mean to teach us, Kulchen chayovim b'chvoidi. That both your parents are also mechuyev in kibbut Hashem. Therefore, if it's a question of listening to Hashem, listen to your parents, you're supposed to listen to Hashem. It's a svara because even your parents have to listen to Hashem. So Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason? What's the reason why you're not supposed to be metama? Taima, because the Rachmona, the prophet says clearly, Eshab Saiseh Tishmaru. There's a mitzvah to watch Shabbos. Holav Hochi, if you want to have this special posik, Havamina, I would have thought to say, Tzaisila, you're supposed to listen to your father. If your father tells you that even though you're a Kohen, go into the Beis HaKfaris and return the Aveda, I would have thought you're supposed to listen to your father. So the question is, the Amai, why? Why is there such a, what's the Havamina? For essay, true, there's a mitzvah essay to listen to your parents. But behind Loisa, say the essay. For a Kohen not to be Matama, not to go into the Beis HaKfaris, there's a mitzvah essay, and a Loisa say not to become Tommy. And we know the Klal always is, for Loyosi essay, Vidochi es Loisa say. An essay can't come and vidoicha loisa say the essay. If the lav has an essay with it, that's stronger. So the loisa say essay cannot be doicha. So pshiti, you don't have to listen to your father. Tomorrow says, no, Yitzchak, I still need a pasuk over here. Because talkut daitachim, I would have thought to say, ho yovel hukash, kivir avein, lichboide shomokon, since it's a hekish, just saying we're supposed to be mechaber Hashem. You're supposed to be mechaber your parents. Shinema, the pasuk says, shinema kan, kavid esavicha v'yasimecha. Benem alahal, another pasuk says, "Kavod Hashem Mohincha." Also, lashon of kavod as Hashem Mohincha. So, let's give kavod to Hashem. So, Doi says, "Why do we on this part?" Another pasuk says, "It's also in kibbutz." All right. Hilchach, sign with Sayisla. I would have thought to say, "Whatever your father tells you, you're supposed to listen to him, even though it's against the loisa saying an essay." Chamashvan. That's why I need this new pasuk here, this drasha of Hashem Soyset Tishmaru that Kulchem Chayavim Mechvaidim the Loi Lishma Loi. No, you're not supposed to listen to your parents. Yeah. Right. Mitzvah, it says in the Mishnah, Mitzvah min ha-teru lifer. There's a mitzvah in the rice that helps somebody take off the bundles. Avoloi litum, and not to help them put it back on again. Tomorrow says, what does the Mishnah mean? Maya avoloi litum. What do you mean to say there's no mitzvah to help them take the, to help them to, put it back on? Litum. If you want to tell me, Avul Alitin Cloud, there's no mitzvah to help him put it back on altogether. Why? My Shina Prik, what do you say taking off? The Pasuk says, Avif Tazim, I'm supposed to help him. Tina, putting it back on, Namiyuk. The Pasuk says, Hokim talking to me, Moy. So there's a mitzvah to help him put it back on again. Elder Rather means like this. Mitzvah Minatar will live for Kachinim. There's a mitzvah even without pay, even for free. He's supposed to help him take off his bundle. That's the mitzvah to do even Kachinim without any pay. Alright, turn over. Yeah, mitzvah min atar lifroik bechinam, but for lo lifroik bechinam, you don't have any chiyuv to help him put it back on again for free. Ela b'schar. That's what the Tanakhama means. And on this, Rabbi Shimon Naiman know af lifroik bechinam, even to help him put it back on again, put the bundles back on top of the donkey. Also, the mitzvah to help him even for free. Versus Tanina, we learned lahodat like learned in a brisa. It says prika bechinam tina b'schar. That's the Tanakhama. That helping him put it back on again, you have a right to get paid. We have Mishimon Aymano, Zuba Zuba Chinam. Now, my time, but what's the time of the Rabbonah to say that for Tina you have right to take money? Because they said Rabbanan, the Saka that Krav Shimon, you can tell me like Krav Shimon, that both of them is lifter, both of them is only bechinam, if so lifter, rechimonatino. Let the Torah just set as a mitzvah up and put it back on again. For the boy Frika, the Torah does not have to set as a mitzvah up and take it off. Do you know what I mean? I would know. Oma tino, mazuch, when there's a mitzvah, when the bundles are on the floor, and it's only a question now to help them pick up these bundles and put it back on top of the animal. The last part, Tsar Balachayim. Right now the animal has no pain. The bundles are not on top of him. There's no tzar balachayim. The lekach tzar and kiss. And you're not ruining the animal if you don't help him put it on again. Adarava, let the weight stay on the floor, won't ruin the animal. Still you're telling me now there's a mitzvah tino. There's a mitzvah to help him put it back on again. If so, plika. In the case where you find the donkey loaded. And now it's a question helping him take off the load. The yisbor tzar balachayim. There's a big svar to say you should help him take it off in order to take away the pain from the animal. And also the chsar and kiss. If you don't take off the weight, the animal will be ruined. Ruined. It'll become weak. You'll be ruining something. So for sure, there's a mitzvah to help him. So like kol shekein, isn't it for sure like if there's a mitzvah tina, for sure there should be a mitzvah prika. So why does the Torah have to write two things, ozav tazoid and hokim tokim? That's the raya for Rabbanan Shita, elo lav. Isn't it? My hichos or katzur rachmona. For what purpose does the Torah write both mitzvahs? Loimlach, teach us like this. Prika b'chinam and tina b'schar. It's come to teach us that prika, taking off, is true. You don't pay for it, you can't charge for that. But tina, helping him put back on again, that you have a right to charge for. Mashmah, that's harder work. Helping him put it back on again, that's harder work. For that you have a right to charge. Also, it's not such a big tzarech. Like this one, to take it off, we're saying this tam balachayim, there's a purpose, take it off right away. So there you have to do it without any pay. But helping him put it back on again, mehekatesi. If you're not going to help him, so he'll have to get workers anyway. Let him get workers, let him pay you. For Rabbi Shimon, for the Gemara, my time, what did he say, both is for free? Mishum delay, mistime me krua, that's not a proof. Because if the Torah would have just said one, I wouldn't know which one it meant. If it would have just said one, I would have said it only means to say, prika. Then I would not know, you have to make a tina. Therefore the Torah has to write both. For Rabbi Shimon, say no, am I loy mistime me krua, why don't you say the psukim, say what they mean? Hochoksiv, roi veit tachas masoi. Mashma to sarach lifroi, that the bundles on top of it, you have to take it off. Hosim ksiv noifle maderech, that means the romi inu v'tanaya b'yurcha. Mashma, both of them are lying on the floor, and it's a question of helping them put it back on again. So psukah and mashma clearly, one's tina, one's prika. So that's why the rabbanim say no, the Torah, if not to tell me the chiddush, that one is with tzchar, the Torah just should have said, a prika, and I would know automatically tina. Since it says both, it comes to teach me the chiddush that tina is even for pay. For Rabbi Shimon, no, noiflim ba derech inu tunayu olayu mashma. Falling in the derech also is not mashma at any time.